The Plattsburgh Common Council had a number of items on its agenda Thursday evening, including rescinding an action it took last year. In September 2020, the last council voted to remove a drop box and close an in-person payment window for the municipal lighting and the water, sewer, and refuse departments. The city had planned to promote mail-in and online payments as a cost-saving and COVID-safe move. Common councilors voted to rescind the resolution Thursday. During public comments, former councillor Ira Barbell said the processing of walk-in payments is not cost-effective, and new approaches to utility bill payments must be created and fully marketed.
There really is no one best way, in my opinion, to increase citizen satisfaction, but also reduce costs. I'd encourage you to explore developing both a cost-effective approach to bill payment and an approach that is responsive to the various constituencies in the city.
Ward 5 Democrat Patrick McFarlane agreed, but said if the city determines it should terminate its in-person payment window, it must be done gradually.
There's a big non-banked population here, and I think it's wise to keep it open for now. But I do want to promote other ways to paying the utility bills.
Ward 3 Democrat Elizabeth Gibbs.
I initially voted yes on this resolution when it came up. I guess I didn't understand or realize how many people we have in the city who don't have the ability to pay their bills online. They don't have internet access. They don't have cell phones. They don't have personal computers. So I agree. It needs to be phased in, and the ability to pay online needs to be more widely encouraged, advertised.
First term, Ward 4 Democrat Jennifer Tallon says she and her constituents also want to keep the drop box in place at Trinity Park.
I know that that is very convenient for a lot of people. Say you work until 4 o'clock, you come downtown and pay your bill. You can just drop it right in that drop box.
City Chamberlain Richard Marks added,
the important thing there is also that anything dropped in that box today will be posted as of today's date tomorrow morning. So it's paid on time.
The council also approved a rental registry fee resolution setting a mandatory per-unit fee with required inspections. Mayor Chris Rosenquist, a Democrat in his first term, noted that the Landlord-Tenant Advisory Committee unanimously approved the proposed fee structure.
I think everybody came to the determination that the fee was fair and that it would not burden too many people over the time that the program gets ramped up. The city of Plattsburgh is not looking to make money off of the fee. It's just to administer the rental registry.
The mayor said while the committee was reestablished to work solely on the fee structure, it also encountered a number of other housing concerns the city needs to address.
Valid concerns that really do impact not only the renters in our community, but also a number of the landlords and property owners. I will likely approach some members of that committee to discuss some type of report or some type of analysis on those issues and then figure out, you know, what's the best way to tackle them.
Late last week, city residents reported water with a bad or unusual odor. During committee reports, Mayor Rosenquist was asked if the problem had been resolved.
At this point, we have had very little increase in complaints or concerns. The testing per the health department requirements have come back that the water is safe. The flush schedule will need to happen come early spring.
The complete city council meeting can be viewed at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.